Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
To the Sports Lounge. Glad to have you with us here. I am Michael Horn, but I'm not the star of the show. I'm just the sidekick. The star of our show is the guy we call Sultan, the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Don't sell yourself short over there.
Thank you.
You know, you're an integral cog into this wheel of entertainment that we provide every week?
I like to be a cog.
Well, you're an interesting cog over there, and every once in a while you're selling yourself short. You have here, as we can see, I've got lots of emails.
I've got a lot of things come in,
and you're kinda named.
You know, we had a lot of response last week on the show from you apparently attending your very first wine dinner. I had a lot of people that were falling off their chairs when they knew that you went to all the different wines and stuff. But I think I called you to go to another wine dinner. I think you're kind of maybe interested in that might become part of your lifestyle, to do wine dinners and that sort of
thing. Well, I'd starve to death. I know that.
You would starve to death?
Yeah. If I could take my own dinner and stand outside on the sidewalk and eat it, and then come in and then pretend that I'm just savoring this delicatessen.
You are in such great shape, though. You eat proportionately. And I went with a guy who was very heavy set with me one time, and he goes, I don't like this wine dinner. There's not enough food. And I can understand. This guy looked like he put on the feed bag and was there for days eating. And so he didn't like our wine dinners. But this thing, when you made the comparison of the size of the halibut piece you got to the goldfish that you raise as a young child, that's pretty shocking. People get that feeling.
Well, I think people recognize that I'm being straightforward with them.
Short-changed.
And then I'm letting them know that if they ever get a chance to go to a wine tasting deal, just take a sack lunch before you go.
Eat something there.
Eat
well, they had
you go.
10 courses, so they couldn't like bring.
That's my philosophy. You know, I used to do speaking engagements earlier when I was playing for the Giants and for the Rams. And what I would do is I would eat before I would go to the buffet, because you know when you sit down there and have a, you know, before they tinkle the glasses and introduce the speaker, which would be me, then before all that would unfold, I would have the satisfaction of knowing I would have slugged down a nice meal.
So if you want to comment to that with Fred Dreyer, email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
That's not something I think.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red-fleshed apples. It's a really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint the...
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Come on, let's ride. Hey, guys and gals, Scott Turnage here, the old G3 Sportsman. You know, we're awfully proud to have G3 Boats as the official boat sponsor for the Outdoor Guys Radio Show. From time to time, Ken will be talking with some of our G3 Sportsman field staff for the best fishing tips and where they're biting across the country. Be sure and check out our new lineup of G3 Boats at your local dealer or visit us at g3boats.com and come join the G3 Life.
Shop Lowe's July 4th savings all week for great deals to keep your lawn and patio looking sharp. Conquer it all with a Kobalt 40-volt max lithium-ion cordless trimmer or blower. Now only $129 each, including a versatile battery system that powers over 10 tools. Then add some style to your outdoors with up to 40% off select patio and outdoor decor. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/9. See store for details.
Welcome back here to the Lounge, Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with Fred Dreyer. We lost, as you know, last year, neighbor Paul. He didn't pass away, but he retired. A lot of people
As though he has. The information I get from Palm Springs is neighbor Paul's out there.
He's in Palm Springs, yeah.
He's out there. I don't know. He's doesn't work.
It's 114 degrees today.
It's 114,
today.
Yeah. That's great non-working weather.
I think he's driven some Ubers. He's done some of that over there. He got a nice new car.
He left us to be an Uber driver.
On occasion when it's a high-end client. So I think he does that.
You know, Sinatra's dead. I don't know who he's driving around out there.
He has a swimming pool. A lot of people have swimming pools in Palm Springs, but here's the deal. When it gets 114 degrees or 120, you don't need a heater. You need ice cubes. You need some kind of cooling system for that water. You ever seen that? It's like bath water out there and you go to Palm Springs. That water's hot.
The pool water.
Yeah, the pool water's hot. Hot water.
Yeah, well, that's why you don't heat it.
No. Otherwise. But you need some kind of air conditioning service to kind of cool it off so it's refreshing. Otherwise, it's like you're in a jacuzzi.
Well, you know, I owned a place out there many, many years ago.
Well, now here's a story we've never heard. I got to hear this one.
I had an apartment.
The floor is yours.
It was on the golf course out there.
Oh, this is one of the early golf courses.
And I had an outdoor spa.
This is one of the early
ones. I shared it with a friend of mine, Bob Stenner, who works for CBS Sports.
Oh, yeah.
You know, his neighbor, Toby Kasson, realtor, said, you boys should team up and buy a nice house in Palm Springs.
Is that the way he talked?
That's the way she talked.
She talked, I'm saying.
Well, he could talk that way. So we went out there and looked around and goes, that might be a good idea. We can come out here and play golf and just sit around and play golf and go to the buffet over at the Marriott and play golf. And we can do all the stuff and play golf. And so we went out and we picked out a place and we bought it. And, you know, we invited, you know, periodically we said, you know, let's go out there and bring some people out there. And a
couple of ladies or something.
Yeah, a couple of guys. Yeah, hot place for guys, I hear.
Well, even at that time, was it?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, go ahead.
So, and then we got out there. I remember sitting in the jacuzzi. And I think I just finished saying what a great life this was.
Yeah.
And then there was a moment, and I said, let's sell this place and get out of here.
That's it? You said, what a great life?
That was a huge leap. I went right from, I'm sure glad that we're out here today. This is like a Friday. We'll be out here for 3 days, and it's going to really be great. We'll go to the Marriott and get a buffet dinner over there. Let's get out of here. Let's sell this place.
How long did you own it?
Oh, 6 months, maybe.
6 months was it?
Oh, yeah.
So you had your fill of the Palm Springs lifestyle.
Real fast.
How hot was that jacuzzi when you were sitting in there thinking?
Well, it was okay then because I was sitting in it, but it was something that I kept thinking about. You know when you sit in hot water that's not your bathtub? Like if you go home and draw a bath,
yeah,
and you take a bath, you look forward to it because there's a time frame to it.
Yes, yes.
There's a time frame. I'm going to be in here for 15, 20 minutes. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, but when you're out there in the jacuzzi, the first thing that comes to me is men's prostate problems.
Sweet. That's what they were talking about. They were talking about men's prostate problems?
Yeah, it's like we're sitting in there, and wow. I kept thinking, I said, this is really hot water, and pretty soon I really don't want to be in it.
And then
I'm thinking about it. I got to go to the bathroom. So you have to get up and go to the bathroom, and you come down, and you sit down, and you sit.
To cool off. You go to the bathroom to cool off.
Yeah, I go in there to look for an excuse to get out of the water.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's no urinating in my jacuzzi.
Oh, no, no.
You can't.
Did you go to some of the clubs there? There was that Zelda's Club used to be really big out there. Or maybe, I don't know if the golf courses, this was many years ago. I don't know if they had a clubhouse. They might have had some old guy on a barbecue giving you some tri-tip. But was there a clubhouse or anything like that, classy kind of thing? Or was it just an old guy giving you
What do you mean?
Well, you were out there, I'm sure, many years ago. It was just date shakes and that kind of thing out there for cuisine.
They
didn't
have
any real fancy restaurants, did they?
I'll tell you when this was. This was like in, this is like in 1981, 82.
Who was golfing in that era? Any old timers? Who were the big golfers in that era?
Oh, hell if I know.
Yeah. But you guys played, and your condo was on one of the holes, the driving or the green there.
Yeah, you know how it works. You look out there in a fairway and say, we would kind of yell at the people who would wind up.
I said,
I walked the golf course and I realized, I'm on the 13th fairway.
Right.
And that's my jacuzzi. So if anybody kind of like hits the ball kind of over near me in my jacuzzi, that's a bad shot.
And you can take the ball.
Well, no. But, when you're sitting in a jacuzzi and the ball lands over there, followed by a golf cart and two people saying, "Excuse me, sir, have you seen my ball?"
In the meantime, you're sitting talking about prostate problems in the jacuzzi
and
with a couple older gentlemen.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, God, I got to sell this place.
Because you kind of get up in the morning, you could sleep late, you have the AC on overnight, and then you pray for the sunset to come because then it sort of cools down a little bit down around 110, 112 degrees, so you have that nice cool evening breeze.
Yeah, that's right. And when you want to get out, maybe go into town or something, to go to a restaurant or something, as you walk out to your car, mm-hmm. 400 lizards scatter.
Yeah. And back then, they made cars better in those days, metal, so when you would touch, like, the door jamb or something, you get a burn or something off.
Well, that's true. That could happen, too.
Yeah. You had the Volkswagen at that time with the...
I did.
With the water... With
I also had another... I also had another... I also had that...
What'd you have?
Brown, chocolate brown Cadillac...
Oh.
Eldorado that Tom McEwen sold.
Oh, see, now that's an eyestopper. Yeah. Women would like to see that.
So,
I don't think you get a lot of women to go in the Volkswagen.
Now, the van, it's not a van, plus it's kind of hot in that van.
Yeah, because there's no AC.
Oh, by the time you get out to Palm Springs from L.A.
Yeah, it's hot.
You're literally hanging out of the front window because it's so
you
hot.
You drove that thing to Death Valley one time, too. What about you in the desert in that Volkswagen?
The highest that it's ever been out there, I think, is about 138 degrees. I was there the day it was 137.
Cooling trend.
Yeah, I'd step out. I had a pair of shorts on, a baseball hat, and a pair of Nike flats.
Yeah.
And my feet were freaking on fire.
Well, there you have it.
So
it's like a guy I know, a real good friend, was from Chicago, loved Jimmy Pearsall. And it was his idol as a kid. And he got to work at a radio station. And his first job was to drive the company van, the station van, to pick up Jimmy Pearsall and take him somewhere.
Yeah.
So he was telling his girlfriend about this, who later became his wife. And so he picked up Jimmy Pearsall. This is his idol. He wanted to see questions. What would you ask him? And as Jimmy Pearsall sat down, he had some shorts. And Jimmy Pearsall made some kind of comment about his anatomy being sore and that it was too hot. And that was the first question he got from Jimmy Pearsall. So they kind of rode in silence for the rest of the trip. I would say exactly what Jimmy Pearsall said, but I'm trying to make it presentable for
you.
Yeah,
you lost me there. So Jimmy
was in shorts.
Jimmy was in shorts.
And something was hot and bothering him.
So did he adjust?
Apparently, yes, what he did is.
So he adjusted.
I think he took the shorts off.
So he took the shorts off.
Yes, in the van.
It's the correct adjustment.
This was when the kid was meeting his idol. At that time.
Well, he's got a lot to think about now.
It wasn't WMAQ is going to make me rich. At that time, it was WMAQ is going to make me itch, as I think is what they...
You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right. The most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774.
800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
We are back in the lounge, sports lounge for you. Coming to you from CRN Digital Talk Radio, I'm Michael Horn. The star of our show is a man we call Sultan, the all-pro defensive end. Sultan of two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. And we should mention, Fred, that we're putting in a new video system here in the studio, so you may not be seeing us in video this week, but it will be up on the YouTube channel, and by next week we'll be broadcasting on Facebook and YouTube and everything all at one time. It's going to be brand new and exciting.
So it'll be event radio.
It's going to be event radio. You're going to tune in and just watch it.
Very good.
Lots of stuff to talk about. Kind of a serious note. I saw, did you see that feature on with Hoda there on the Today Show?
Yes.
This one touched very close to home because my friend Tony Lombardi and his lovely wife Christine, Christine's, I believe, brother and sister-in-law, or maybe it's her sister, were the parents of Mark Helinski, who was the Washington State quarterback, Tyler Helinski, who was the Washington State quarterback, and they were on the father, Mark Helinski, and his wife, Kim Helinski, were on talking about the death of Tyler, who committed suicide, and they've found now that there's been some confirmation that Tyler had CTE. Here's a young kid that's just playing in college, and they said his brain was out of like a 65-year-old because they studied his brain after his passing. And so this is close, near and dear to our heart because you've suffered from this and you've had treatments for this. So I'd like to get your thoughts on this whole thing.
Well, here's what, when I was told about, I remember this announcement being made that Washington State quarterback Tyler Helinski had committed suicide. And, of course, now we're realizing that the medical examiner who did the autopsy on Tyler said he had a brain of a 65-year-old and that he had a chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE. And I do know one thing about that. They're calling it a disease, so I guess that's what it is. One thing I remember about that is that you can't go, I couldn't go to a doctor's office and get tested for CTE. They can only know that you have it after you're dead.
Really?
Yeah. It's a post-operative diagnosis.
They have to check the brain. Is that correct?
Well, yeah. That's why they didn't know what happened. Why would he kill himself? He left a note. Of course, we don't see what the note was about. But when Courtney, our producer, called me today to tell me about this subject matter. You know, I wanted to read about it before I made any comments about, you know, what I think of all of this stuff, suddenly this explosion of athletes, primarily contact sport athletes, but football players per se, ex-football players, usually professional football players. What is going on with them that makes them commit suicide?
Right.
So I'm going through this and reading this, it comes to mind that you don't know, you really don't know what's happening, you know, with somebody until it's too late. You know, you really don't know that, gee, I think Tyler is behaving funny. Let's have him checked for CTE. That doesn't happen.
Doesn't happen. They said he was a nice kid and everything.
Yeah, everything was fine.
Nothing to make him seem out of the ordinary.
And so when a 21-year-old medical examiner does an autopsy on a 21-year-old that has killed himself, it makes you think, well, what, he's not old enough to have a long-term relationship with brain trauma. You know, he's 21 years old. Was he 21?
Yeah.
21 years old. I mean, you know, so how did his brain get that beat up in such a short period of time of his young life? You know, what was his what I'm curious is what is his physical relationship with football and contact sports, brain trauma, up until the time of the age of 21. And then when they now open him up and they see that the brain is that advanced aging of a 65-year-old person, then, you know, I ask the question. It looks to me as though, feels to me as though, that CTE is a combination of things.
Right.
Brought on by lifestyle, which is diet. Well, we can get into it
when we
come back.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, your thoughts on this, you can email Fred, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and check out his new website, freddreyer.co, freddreyer.co. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, one and only Fred Dreyer. We're talking about CTE, the chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
Encephalopathy.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And the parents of Washington State quarterback Tyler Helinski were on the Today Show this week,
mm-hmm.
Mark Helinski and Kim Helinski, and They reveal what they were told about their son's brain. Their son committed suicide. There were no signs that he was having problems, anything at all. They said he was the sweetest, the most outgoing, giving, loving kid. And Kim said it was just, you know, obviously you take any parent and it's the most difficult thing you would ever want to hear. And the parents, Mark and Kim Helinski, took part in a Sports Illustrated documentary about their son's death and what led up to it and its aftermath. And in the documentary, Kim said, did football kill Tyler? That was the quarterback. I don't think so. Did he get CTE from football? Probably. Was that the only thing that attributed to his death? I don't know. So they took the brain, and Fred Dreyer's commenting on this, because Fred played football all those years, and they sent it to the Mayo Clinic, and they found out that the brain was that of a 65-year-old in this 21-year-old kid, this great kid, Tyler Helinski. And so that's where we kind of get into this story a little bit, and that's where Fred picks it up from there. Is to, I mean, you've had how many concussions in your career?
Well, I was hospitalized in my lifetime with about 7.
Wow.
And then there was all of the other little damaging bumps and bruises that happen to you. You know, you play youth sports, you fall down. I remember having to go to the hospital when I was hanging upside down on my neighbor's clothesline. You know, he had they you know, those days you hung your clothes out,
and you hung yourself out there.
I was a kid. You know, I was 10.
I was a kid, but I never hung myself upside down.
But the clothesline. Poles.
Oh, the poles. Okay, gotcha.
And so I jump up on the pole and put the pole underneath the back of my legs.
Gotcha.
And hang upside down. And, yeah. You know, you goof around that way. Well, I fell and I landed right on my head.
Ugh.
And I was knocked out for a little bit. And I didn't feel very well. I felt nauseous. I went home. I told my mom. And then I went to the hospital. And they said, you have a concussion. That's the first time I ever heard the word concussion or what it was. And I remember what the doctors told my mom and explaining it to me at the hospital is when the brain is jarred and rattles up against the inside of the skull.
Right.
Now, it can be a heavy blow, or it can be a series of shakes and contact, tapping, different types of movement that the brain now starts to feel insecure in its place and begins rattling around inside your head. Now, when you run, when you sprint, when you run, if you're on a motorcycle or a bicycle and you're going real fast and you slam on the brakes, you have a leeway in your skull that allows the brain to kind of like move around and without jarring. But as time goes on, you know, you start playing sports, you fall down on the ground, you hit your head on, you fall down on the ground. I could fall down on the ground right now, and you could probably feel your head jar around.
Right.
You know, I mean, every time I watch boxing or MMA, I look at that, I realize this is just one of the most unbelievably ridiculous sports that you could possibly have, because even when they're sparring, even when they're trying to get in shape, you know, they're experiencing this type of rattling and shaking and damage. I remember going to practice as a kid, and in those days the coaches would say, okay, we're going to go out and we're going to hit today, you know, and you got to really put a hat on these kids, and really, so it was all about, you know, crashing plastic into plastic and hearing pops and bangs, and of course, you know, the coach would say, oh, this is, we're going to pop some leather now, and all of this stuff that's in the swirl as a kid being introduced into a contact sport like football is something that you think about as you move forward in life. And I realized as I started playing professional football, I realized that I said, you know, there's some things I don't like. I don't want people. I don't want people screwing around with me. You know, taking the chin strap and hitting me over the head with their chin strap,
right?
Or slapping me on the head, kidding around and stuff. I don't want people doing that. I would get angry about it. You know.
I don't blame you.
So anyway, but again, when we come back, I can slide into a couple of things that I think that need to be taken into consideration here with this disease that people aren't talking about, because people don't people want to relay it to a head trauma, and they're correct to do that, but there's so many other things in there that you have to consider. There's hydration. There's a lot of people here who have brains that are shrinking as they get older, and they're relatively young people because they don't drink enough water. They're getting dehydrated, and sports is the number one dehydration sport.
Your thoughts on that? Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300 team regional and sports centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at sbnation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. sbnation.com. Your team, your community.
Hey Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252.
800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Back in the Sports Lounge, yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, talking about CTE, the passing of Tyler Helinski, the Washington State quarterback who died at a much too young of age of 21, a suicide, and after the brain was analyzed by the Mayo Clinic, they said this 21-year-old a guy had a brain of a 65-year-old. And so we're talking with Fred Dreyer here, who's played professional football, been hit, fallen on his head, gotten hit in concussions. And let's pick up the story from there, Fred.
Well, I would really hope that the parents would really do a lot of research in finding out how their 21-year-old son wound up with the brain of a 65-year-old. Normally this diagnosis, CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, is associated with a boxer, associated with football players who have played 20 years of their life contact sport. It's the reading you get from ex-athletes who have lived a long time, who are 35, 45 years of age, who are 50 years of age, who are down the line a little bit. So you can kind of like say, well, gee, you know, their brain took a beating, you know, they really took a punishment. This kid's not old enough to suffer a 65-year-old brain through football. So if his brain is that advanced, then there has to be a joining factors.
Like what?
Other than diet. There's got to be issues here. I'd really like to know. Maybe we should talk to these people at some point in time. But I'd like to talk to the uncle or the parents maybe at some point in time and really, really find out and go into it to find out how this boy could have an aging brain like this and not have that much sports trauma.
For
him to kill himself, his body chemistry, his brain chemistry, you know, the alpha, you know, the beta, the alpha, and all of the different energy levels of his brain have been out of whack, and you know, I don't understand. I'd love to know and understand how this kid would be able to have this diagnosis from just football. Hmm. And I don't think doesn't make sense to me. And I'm not saying that because I don't want to insult anybody here, but I got to tell you, there's so many other things that lead to being old, having an old brain prematurely, and all of it has to do with hydration, has to do with food, has to do with a lot of things that diet that you wouldn't normally associate with, you know, in this circumstance. But
always dieted or ate well in your playing days, right? You were always studying to make sure you were putting the right.
Well,
fuel.
I mean,
I'm sure you drank or something as a, you know.
But I mean. But I mean, what is it? Is there a genetic, something genetically that
causes it?
That caused it, kicked this thing off and sent him that way? I don't know.
Well, they have
it's
a
very
son.
Very difficult.
They have another son, I believe, Ryan, who's playing now. And so Hoda Kotb was talking to Mark and Kim Holinsky and saying, have you talked to your other son, saying, why are you going to go out there and play football after you saw what happened to your brother, whatever? But, I mean, how do you stop someone from doing that? That's a tough thing.
You know, when I went to the Amen Clinic down there in Newport Beach.
That's where you're doing
several years ago. Yeah. That's where I met Christine Krause. You know, she was my practitioner.
She's the one that stimulates the brain, right?
She's the one that works the neurofeedback program.
Okay.
And so I learned a lot of this stuff through doing it, experiencing it, being around people who have done it, and being around people who aren't doing it. I've got friends that I've literally dialed up her phone number. And put them in touch and said, here, Christine, talk to Johnny. And put Johnny and Christine on, and I said, talk to him, make an appointment, go down and see her, and have her evaluate you. What does that mean? You know, for a couple hundred bucks, you can put this skull cap and these electrodes on there, and she can map your brain, and she can diagnose you. And therefore, once she says, okay, this is what's going on in your head, this is what I would recommend you do. And I would recommend you do it pretty fast. You know, because she says, the more you just say, well, I don't want to do it, the more you put it off, the more the chances are of those symptoms being permanent.
Wow.
You know, but you can, like I asked her, I said, well, how much of the stuff is permanent for me? And she says, well, there's a percentage that will be permanent because you're 72 years old. But says, if you continue to do these neurofeedback, says you can fix and correct a good portion of this. So
we should get her on sometime. Would she come on the air with
us? Yeah, she would. That would be interesting.
That would be very interesting.
Yeah, it is very interesting.
All right, we're talking here on the Sports Lounge, the legendary Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. We'll have more for you. Stay with us straight ahead. Sports Lounge, Michael Horn and the one and only Fred Dreyer. Fan mail segment at freddreyer@crntalk.com. Pamela says, Fred, very good Sports Lounge last week, Mr. Dreyer. Love the goldfish and your uncle and his motorcycle stories and the comments on your first and last wine tasting dinner were very funny. Mike trying to convince you how great it was made me laugh. As always, your sports news is interesting and right on the money, but you tell the best stories. And you really do, Fred. Would love to hear more of those every week.
Well, thank you very much. That's what the show is about. And we're finding our way here with our show. You know, we don't like to do just rip and read scores. If we do humanitarian stories, but it's really about people and stories. And so we'd like to relay those over to you.
Chris says, hi, Fred. It's great to be able to contact you on Facebook. And you can by going to facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Says, do you have any plans for your 4th of July?
The 4th of July, let's see. I'm probably going to be with friends.
Really?
Yeah, I'm probably going to be with friends, and you know, I'm excited about being with my friends. You know, the 6th is my birthday.
That's right, July 6th.
July 6th, so that week,
the next week,
you know, the week of the 2nd, which is Monday,
right?
You know, all the way through that week will be a festive week with my birthday and the 4th of July.
Chris wants to also hear some funny stories from you. Apparently that's big. Sergio says, are you watching the World Cup? Who do you think will win? Do you watch the World Cup?
I don't watch the World Cup. Either. No, I can't take too much. Here's what's crazy about this game.
Yes.
I don't like the offsides thing.
You don't.
I'll watch it once I realize there's a chance that you could score 5-6 goals a game.
Write to Fred Dreyer. Send us your emails. FredDreyer@crntalk.com. FredDreyer@crntalk.com. here in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. Thanks for joining us. A couple of baseball notes here for you, Fred. Sandy Alderson of the Mets, the general manager, taking a leave of absence after experiencing a recurrence of cancer. And he said there was, at the end of April, early May, there was a recurrence that was detected. And since that time, I've been undergoing treatment. He says he expects to have surgery later in the summer. And he says the prognosis is good. So that's the good news that we like about that. David Ortiz, Big Poppy, he's going to be a Fox Major League Baseball studio analyst. So that'd be kind of interesting, along with Keith Hernandez. He's going to replace Pete Rose. I like Pete Rose on that. I think Pete's pretty good. Has some good stuff to say.
Well, you know, he was fine on that show.
Yep.
And he had good chemistry.
With Alex Rodriguez.
Yes, it was very good. But you know what he did was...
What?
He
bet on some games?
No. A woman claimed that he molested her.
Oh, come on.
And so they let him go.
Brother, there you go. Got to be careful about that stuff. Magic Johnson is in the news basketball-wise. He says he's going to step down if the Lakers don't get marquee free agents by next summer. He says, quoting him, next summer if nobody comes out and I'm still here like this, then it's a failure. But if you judge us on one summer, that's ridiculous. Then a lot of dudes shouldn't be in their roles, because if we're banking on one summer for the Lakers, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. You have to give us time. This class, like I told you before, I took the job, and when I took the job, it's going to be a two-summer thing for the Lakers. This summer and next summer, that's it. If I can't deliver, I'm going to step down myself. She won't have to fire me. She's talking about Jeannie Buss. She fired her brother Jim Buss, who had given an ultimatum in 2014. He was the Lakers executive vice president. He said, if this doesn't work in 3 to 4 years, if we're not back on top, the definition of top means contending for the Western Conference, contending for a championship, then I will step down, because that means I've failed.
Jimmy Buss? Look,
Jim Buss said that.
He's nobody of consequence. No one's coming here. These free agents aren't saying, hey, Jimmy Buss is running the show in L.A. now. Let's get over there. No, nobody cares about him. So it was bound to go the way it did. But as far as Magic is concerned, look, this is a small world. These basketball guys talk.
Right.
Agents talk. And the truth of the matter is what I think is going on. I think everybody is waiting. If I'm LeBron and I seriously want to go to L.A.
Free agent, yeah, LeBron.
If I really want to go there, yeah. But I want to go with somebody else, I think LeBron has already talked to those people.
Paul George
and what's his face? Certainly Paul George,
yep.
Because here's the deal. There's no way, you know, you can force a trade with San Antonio, you know, for Kawhi Leonard. There's no way you can do it. He's got 1 year left on his contract.
Right.
So you've got to go get Paul George and LeBron, who are free to make that decision. Those are the two players of record. Not unless, you know, Popovich says, look, let's do a deal now, right now. And that's a long way down the road. That's a long way down the road. You're doing a deal with Popovich.
So do you think that someone's going to come to the Lakers?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I think someone's going to show up here. I mean, LeBron is going to come only if someone else comes with him. And I think that what's his name, Paul George.
Yep.
I think he wants to come, and I think he will come regardless of who shows up with him.
Paul George comes. What's going to happen with John and Ringo?
John, Paul, George and Ringo.
Yeah, George. Paul George comes. Then
that was your attempt.
That's my little attempt at some humor.
Some attempt.
It's pretty good. Don't forget to follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And email him, Fred Dreyer, Dreyer, at crntalk.com. Get to his new website, Highway 395. His movie is up there. You can download it. That website is Fred Dreyer at freddreyer.co. I'm sorry, freddreyer.co.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back to your final segment of the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Got a couple more emails to get in here. B. Williams May says, the work that you and Stephanie Kramer did on Hunter and the chemistry that you had on screen is second to none. Best police show of all time still in 2018. Do you still talk to Stephanie?
I do, periodically. You know, she's traveling around. Last time I really spoke with her, I think she called me about want me to go to France on a tour and a cruise.
Oh, and I know that you probably said no because you don't cruise.
I'll meet you right down at the wharf.
There you go. Rob says, I'm a huge Hunter fan, and I always wanted to ask you, who thought of the phrase works for me and why was it used?
Oh, the writers thought it would be a great, Roy Huggins, who was really terrific, he thought it would be a good idea to have a little handle that I would be known by, and I thought that was a good idea, but we stopped using it because it was written like seven times in one script.
It works for me.
Works for me. That works for me. I said, you know, it's too much. It doesn't work for me now.
Now, the Vegas Golden Knights, they almost won the Stanley Cup. They were in the finals, and Washington Caps beat them.
Right.
They filed a lawsuit against the secondary market ticket broker, StubHub, claiming that the site owes the team $1.5 million in playoff ticket sales. According to them, StubHub had demanded that the Knights give more fans the ability to sell their seats on the site during the playoff. StubHub's owned by eBay, made $1 billion in the transaction revenue last year, and the Golden Knights, it was their exclusive secondary ticketing site, but it's not known if the Knights are going to work with StubHub for the new season coming up. So apparently they want money.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big deal. A lot of people had the Knights out there. I'm telling you, this was really something.
Well, and if you were putting $1,000 at 100-1 shot,
yeah, Those bookies in Vegas were really squirming.
Well, they know, don't they?
By the way, the World Cup trophy replicas that they had, apparently somebody broke one open, and some Argentinians are taking advantage of the World Cup fervor. This was the security minister of Buenos Aires province said Friday the police have broken up the organization that trafficked marijuana and cocaine in fake World Cup trophies.
No.
Who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk it? Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer, on the show.
This show?
Yeah, we're staying so long.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
That's it?
Email Fred at FredDreyer at CRNTalk.com.
Yeah, give me a call.
Birthday week next week.
Have a great, great weekend. I hope this is a great weekend for everybody.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.